This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up, got to get a getting, and we got to stop down there by the feed store on the way back. A fella sent me $100 the other day and said, get old Dan a sack of oats and maybe buy him a set of new horseshoes. Well, I appreciate that. But we're back today with our service here now. We're looking at the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we'd come down there in Joseph's life. Oh, what an example for us to follow. Let's look there. We wonder now oftentimes, and I've asked the question, why does God permit that man to stay in prison from the time he was 19 years old until he was 32? 13 years, bound in chains. Those old chains surely cut his feet, his legs, his flesh. He had to drag them around with him. You know, back in those days, many of them, that's what they did. Like when Apostle Paul was in jail, they had a man handcuffed or chained to him. And you remember that expression he said about those being bound? Well, they hooked two of them together with handcuffs. And when one of them died, they just left them hooked together till he rotted. Oh, my friend. But listen, Joseph was not embittered. The Apostle Paul was not embittered. Now, we see here an example of God's divine grace in persevering and preserving and keeping one of his children. Are you a child of God? Oh, my friend. Are you a child of God? You need not despair. No matter what position we may be put in, our Lord says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. You know anything about the grace of God, my friend? I mentioned that one time in a group, and I said about the grace of God, and this woman spoke up and said, I don't know nothing. I don't know grace. Who is she? I don't know nothing about her. I said, no, myself. No, lady, you don't know her. She was a Roman Catholic person, gracious soul, but she knew nothing about saving grace. And years later, I conducted her funeral. I had to look in those closed eyes and wonder where she went. No, and not wonder where she went. Oh, my friend, can you say where your hope is? My hope is in Christ, nothing less but Jesus' blood. Now we can count on that, my friend. No matter where the Lord puts you, don't be bitter. We may boil inside. We may get all stirred up. We may walk the floor, but the grace of God can conquer that soul. Oh, listen, I mentioned to you in a study before, old Saul, King Saul, just an old rebel, hated everything, rebellious. But when he came to die, he's on the battlefield, and a spear stuck in his chest. And he took his hand and cupped a handful of blood and threw it into the sky. And said, now thou hast conquered. Finally, thou hast conquered. Speaking of the Lord. But listen, folks may boil up inside, get all stirred up. I've done that myself. Walk the floor. But the grace of God can conquer. Have you ever been conquered? Let me just take a minute here and take time out. I want to play you one of our radio choir song, and then we'll get back in our study. If you listen just a moment, then I'll tell you how you can receive one or all of these gracious songs. God love.
That God should love a sinner such as I, should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss.
Such love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner so.
Amen, folks. Isn't that great? Such love.
And we have 9 CDs here by our late choir, and they're $5 a piece. Old Blood Song, about 15, 18 songs on each one of them. And I wish you'd write and get one of them. I believe you'll write back and get the rest of them. But they're in $5 a piece. And if you have someone that's long-term ill on the bed of affliction and they love good music, you write me. I'll send them one of them complimentary.
So let's get back to our study. We're in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, speaking about Joseph and what all he went through. Let's not forget Joseph's early training under a godly mother and father and how God blessed him. Let me tell you something, friends, especially you fathers, you young fathers and mothers, be like Timothy's grandmother and father. Teach them the word. Teach God's word to them. And oftentimes we recommend that. But listen, let's notice how the Holy Spirit passed over all the references to Joseph's life and then selected the one at the close of his life as an example of faith. That's what we're looking at. The faith chapter, the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Often folks call it the faith chapter. And I wondered about that. How that the Lord didn't tell us much, the Holy Spirit didn't tell us much, passed over his entire life and came down to his death and selected that one act of faith. First, that God had made known to Joseph in Genesis 37:5. And Joseph dreamed a dream and he told it to his brethren and they hated him yet the worse. About the dream, first about the sheaves, and then the sun, the moon, and the star. The Holy Spirit passed over the record of all of his chastity in Genesis 39:10. And it came to pass, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her, talking about Potiphar's wife. Now, and you then know as a result, she turned on him and had him put in prison. The Holy Spirit passed over that. Then the Holy Spirit passed over his patience under affliction. We read there in Psalms 105:18, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him, thinking about the chains. Here he was bound in prison, held with chains until his ankles were bloody, wrists were bloody from those chains, and he had to wear day by day. Wherever he went, he had to carry those chains. He had to lift them up to eat, sleep in them, and yet he never became bitter. We looked at that in our last study. And I asked you, have you become bitter over some incident in your life, my friend? Somebody maybe offended you, not knowing it, and you became bitter, and yet you won't speak to them, you won't have fellowship with them. That's a miserable way to feel, my friend. I know folks like that. They're just like you ever seen an old wet-setting hen? We used to have, when I was in the child coming up, we had a hen house. And Mama would set an old hen out there, or she'd take a nest out there, and the kids would go out there to get eggs, and they didn't know for sure which one of them was the old setting hen. And you'd reach under her to get the eggs, and she would squawk at you and raise her wings up and wah, quah, quah. You've seen people like that? Nothing but an old wet setting hen. You can't get a laugh out of one. If they would laugh, it'd crack their face. I'm telling you, my friend, that's a pitiful life to live. The old trailblazers are not like that. No, sir. No, sir. But now listen. His wisdom was tried there let's see where it says that. All the prison was committed under Joseph's hand. Whatever they did, he was a doer of it. And the Holy Spirit passed over that. He passed over something else here in Genesis 47. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt, in the land of Canaan, for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. He was faithful, wasn't he? Are you faithful? Are you faithful in your giving? You know the old trailblazer hardly ever mentioned money. You may be out there, don't have a church home, listening to the broadcaster of mine and others, and you don't give a nickel to the ministry. Old trailblazer hardly ever asked you for a nickel. But my friend, you're robbing God if you're not doing it. I'm telling you for your sake. Did you know the most blessed life is to be a life that's trusting the Lord, giving to the Lord? You say, well, that's all you do is ask for money. No, not all I do is ask for money. You know that. You know better than that. The old trailblazer hardly ever asked for money. I had a man wrote me here a while back, and he said, well, the old trailblazer said, all you do is take them people's money. You ought to go to preaching John 3:16. I said, well, I do. But let me straighten you up, fella. I don't take a nickel out of this work. No, the old trailblazer is retired, been retired from a business that the Lord put me in many years ago, and give me sense enough. Yeah, that's right. Give me sense enough to put away a little bit of it to live off. And we don't take a penny out of this work, and yet we're able to give. We're able to give abundantly to this ministry. And I'm asking you to help us. Did you know it'll bless your heart to sit down and write a check on a regular basis to the Old Trailblazer? Well, we can do it over the credit card if you'd like to do it. Now, let me tell you first, the Old Trailblazer don't get one penny of your money. An elderly man called not long ago from Illinois, and he asked the little secretary, he said, does the Old Trailblazer get all the money? Is he the hooking bull around there? She said, well, mister, he's a pastor, but he don't take any money from this ministry. He sure don't. None of us have ever seen him take a nickel. But he's a pastor. He could if he wanted to. Church offered to pay him. But my friend, he don't take any money. So he called me later on and he said, well, I've been sending money to some of these mega churches. And I think they're buying airplanes and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to start sending you some money. I hope he'll do that. It bless his heart if he does. But my friend, God knows your heart. Are you robbing God? Wouldn't that be awful? You know, you'd go to prison for robbing a Quick Stop or something like that. But my friend, what about robbing God? You remember the story of Ananias and Sapphira? I believe they were God's children. I do, I believe it. But they lied. They sold a piece of property, and old Ananias brought up some of it in there and gave it to the apostles, and the Lord killed him. Just killed him right there. And then she came trotting in there, and the man asked her, said, haven't you sold a piece of property for this and this and this and that and so much? She said, yeah. Lord took her. Those two individuals ought to impress on your heart that the Lord knows your heart, my friend. He knows if you're robbing God. And we're not going to get on that at this time. Maybe in the next study or two, we'll just take a whole study and let's talk about the grace of giving. You know it takes grace to give? It does. It's a blessing to give, though, my friend. The Scripture says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And I think it's blessed to receive. Folks hand me a dollar or 20 or 50, I never fly back with, oh, don't give me your money. No, sir. You give me $50 on Sunday morning or $20, I put it in my pocket. Put it in the Lord's work. And folks know that too. But I ask you, if you would, go there to our website, radiomissions.org, and you can see much about our broadcast. And then click on the Old Trailblazer broadcast over there on the left side, radio broadcast, and then switch over to the right side. You see the Old Trailblazer. You can hear it anytime, day or night, right there on your computer. And if you have trouble finding it, you write me or call me. And I'll send you some helpful information about it, or get someone in the office to do it. The Old Trailblazer is not too literate computers, but they're gracious too. And we're all over the world. We got broadcasts in Ireland, Sweden, Switzerland, Holland, and Germany, and just because of the internet. So remember, my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. Goodbye, and God bless you.